Hello and welcome. It's hour number two of our radio program. We are back at it talking early season baseball, where the vaunted New York Yankees have the American League's worst record after 15 games. Is it time to start stressing out in the Bronx? Of course it is. I'll tell you all the issues the Yankees are having right now. And listen to the entire hour, the debut of a new zany member of the Maller Militia, Hayes from the Twin Cities. Wait till you hear his very interesting phone call. That and more here in hour number two. The Bronx is burning. Not literally, but the baseball team not doing so well. Welcome in. It's the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we bloviate coast to coast, border to border, and beyond the vast and powerful microphones of FSR, live from inside the theater of the mind, the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we do thank you for spending some time with us here inside the magical audio box. So our lead this hour coming from the big leagues, and as mentioned, the New York Yankees, one of the highest paid rosters in professional sport. And they have fallen into poverty. At least their record is in the poverty department. Now, if you've not been watching, and maybe you have not, we are just 15 games in to the 2021 season. They're not going to play 60. If they were playing 60, this would be a bigger deal. They're playing 162, but still 15 games into the 2021 season. The Yankees just got swept in the Bronx by their AL East rival, the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay, who every year gets rid of players who actually are good and brings in players who are not good, and then those players turn out to be good. It's been that way for several years. It doesn't matter who exactly is wearing Tampa Bay laundry. They generally just play well. They just play well. So for perspective, the Yankees have played 9.2% of the 162-game season. 15 out of 162 is 9.2%. But the Bronx Bombers are 5-15. They are brutal. They are absolutely terrible. The New York Yankees are not only a baseball team, they can't get out of their own way. They're terrible. And if you look around the major leagues right now, and you're just like, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, how's that team doing? Some teams that were supposed to be bad that are off to better starts and vice versa. But the New York Yankees, 5-10. I think I might have said 5-15, but they're 5-10 is the record of the Yankees, and that's a .333 winning percentage. Now, if it sounds bad, that's because it is, right? We had fans, not many of them, socially distanced, booing, throwing baseballs. That was on Friday, I believe it was, Friday night. They were throwing baseballs and trash onto the field. A chorus of boo. So the Yankees have been the worst team in the American League over the first 15 games to start the new league year. Even teams that were supposed to be terrible in the American League, the Orioles, the Tigers, the Rangers, are all ahead of the Yankees. The only team in all of baseball that has sucked more at a time you cannot suck, which is during the season, would be the Colorado Rockies. And the Rockies are the worst team in the big leagues at 4-12. But the Yankees, they're like, hey, we're right there. We're only a couple behind you in the overall standings in the race for the worst record in the big leagues. Now, as you might imagine, there's people not handling this very well around the Yankees. The baseball media is like, what's going on? What's going on? You always get the crowd that says, well, it's early, it's early, it's early, it's early. But then you get the other people pointing out, well, these games count just as much now as they would at the end of the year. Gerrit Cole, who has pitched pretty well for the Yankees, but not as well as he could, right? You always pitch a little bit better. Here's Gerrit Cole, the ace of the Yankees, asked about the mood of the team right now, as Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape.
I think, well, certainly not happy You know, it's not happy.
All right. Well said. What? You talk about a loaded question. What's the mood of the team, Garrett? The Yankees just got swept by the Reds, and that's the end. Play it again. Play it again, Roberto. Listen to this.
I think, well, certainly not happy. you know, it's not happy.
It's one of the hardest questions you'll ever be asked, the mood of the Yankees. Not happy times two. But wait, there's more. How about Aaron Boone, the manager of the Bronx Bombers there, at least for now. Here's Aaron Boone giving his State of the Yankees address to the media.
We got great players in that room. They do know that at their core. Obviously, we're getting punched in the mouth right now, and we got to work. We got to work our way through it. You got to grind your way through it. You got to fight your way through it. And that's what we'll continue to do, continue to try and put these guys in the best position to go out and be successful. But, you know, you got to start having some small successes individually that carry over throughout the lineup. And, you know, and then that's when the confidence starts growing. But you got to start having some small successes. You know, the reality is the last couple of days, maybe we've had intermittent, some better at bats here and there, but it's got to improve.
All right, so those are the words of Aaron Boone. A little bit more well-spoken than that wordsmith Garrett Cole. So let us discuss the question, is it time to start stressing out about a slow start for the Yankees? The answer is yes. I'm shaking my head yes. It's absolutely time to start stressing out. Why wait? There's no time like the present. Now, my observations here, you've got wardrobe malfunction, medicine cabinet, and Tennessee whiskey. And we will lock all of these things together into a marginal Mallard monologue. Number one.
Number one.
So the Yankees have been underachievers up until this point, and you can dismiss that and say it's only 9% of the season. And while that is accurate, it is only 9.2% of the season as we've laid out. The team has not been ready to compete offensively or defensively night in and night out. And you say, well, it's early, it's early, it's early. Okay, well, as Yogi Berra said, it gets late early around here. It's like watching a track and field event. And I've watched a fair amount. I've been sampling Major League Baseball. I admit it. I flip around, got the MLB package, and I turn on the Yankee games. And it's like watching a track and field event with the Yankees. And you're at the starting gate, which is the beginning of the baseball regular season. So you're at the starting gate, ready to run a marathon, if you will. And then you realize, wait a minute, we've got a wardrobe malfunction. But you don't realize it. I realize it. I'm looking. I see the problem there. You think you're dressed for success. And then at some point when you start the race, you realize that your shoes are tied together. Your shoes are tied. Your shoelaces are all intertwined with each other. That's the Yankees right now. This is a lifeless bunch of baseball players. The offense is in shambles. Historically bad. Defensively, they're the bad news bears out there. That's the way they performed 15 games into the season. Unimpressive in every way. And when you look at the menu and you're like, what am I going to eat? What's on the menu that I like? Right next to the Yankees, it says Yankees meal bland and flavorless. That's Yankee baseball so far in 2021. Now, the second thing here, the golden rule has always been that you can be bad or boring, but you cannot be both. Right now, the Yankees are bad, worst team in the American League, and they're boring. It is a lethal combo. It's a lethal combo. Now, Aaron Boone, who we played a soundbite from, he needs to go into the medicine cabinet. Now, he doesn't need to get the stuff that Giambi was on and some of those old school Yankees back in the day. What Aaron Boone needs to do here is pass out no-dose pills to jumpstart this team because they have been sleeping. They've been sleepwalking, going through the motions here, and the Yankees aren't even into the grind portion of the schedule where it becomes difficult. We will have that this year. We didn't have that last year in baseball. But you get the dog days of baseball, which aren't until late July and August. And if you want to play the blame game, who doesn't want to play the blame game? Who is most responsible for the struggles? Now, you got defense that's been shaky. Offense, the Yankees are 23rd. 23rd in on-base percentage. The Diamondbacks and Brewers rank higher. Yankees are 24th in runs scored. The Pirates and Rangers have been a better offensive team on a runs-per-game basis than the New York Yankees. And as a result, you might imagine the Yankees not hitting the ball very well. They're 25th. The New York Yankees are 25th in hits per game. The light-hitting Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland A's, who got off to a terrible start the first three games of the year, have been better. But wait, there's more. The Yankees are 29th in slugging percentage. Only the Milwaukee Brewers have been more inept in all of the big leagues at slugging. What happened to the Bronx Bombers? And the Yankees are tied with the Texas Rangers for the lowest OPS in the majors. And they have the lowest batting average for a Yankee team through 15 games since the 1960s, 1968 to be exact. But individually, why are they so bad? Well, DJ LeMahieu, who won a batting champ, has regressed. And he's just good but not great. He's hitting .288. That's average. For a guy that's, you know, if you think he's going to hit .340, .350, something like that, DJ LeMahieu's batting .288, only one home run so far. But then you look right up the gut. Gary Sanchez continues to be an enigma at catcher. Gleyber Torres has not been getting better since he broke onto the scene and hit all those home runs. He's been getting progressively worse. And the Yankees traded for Rougned Odor from the Rangers, who's only been there a short amount of time. You also have Aaron Hicks, who's in that mix in the middle there. He's been terrible. So they've got some issues. And the starting pitching, that is also a big taboo in the Bronx. The starters have a .474 earned run average. But if you take away Gerrit Cole, who's the only legitimate starter the Yankees have, the actual ERA for all pitchers not named Gerrit Cole in the Bronx, 6.39, right? And Cole started four of the first 15 games this season. Now, he will start roughly 20% of the Yankee games. He's a little higher than that right now. But the big no-no for the Yankees is Corey Kluber, who was a former Cy Young winner back in his salad days with the Cleveland Indians, and he's coming off a couple of years where he's been pretty much out of baseball with injuries, and he was the key. The Yankees needed him to be the bounce-back guy in the rotation, and so far, I know it's early, but he sucks. He's terrible. He looks done. Looks like he should retire like Jay Bruce, who retired on Sunday. All right, final point. So Aaron Boone is fortunate. He's not fortunate because the Yankees are terrible. He's fortunate because of being the manager of the Yankees in this era. These aren't your daddy's Yankees, right? This is the most games into a season the Yankees have had the worst record in the American League since 1991. The last time a Yankee team got off to this terrible start, that Yankee team was 9-17. Holy stump Merrill, Batman. And the 2021 squad has been a toothless offense. We laid all that out. But Aaron Boone is fortunate because old man Steinbrenner is not walking through that door. He would have handed out pink slips in the olden days, the Bronx Zoo days, full of exotic, erotic changes. George Steinbrenner, we called Billy Martin up. They're both long gone. Change managers. Instead, you have Hal and Hank Steinbrenner, the spawn of George, by George. Kind of like Tennessee whiskey. As mellow as moonlight, Hal and Hank Steinbrenner, they have shown no inclination to make the quick change. Right, they just trust Brian Cashman and all the nerds, as Goose Gossage says, who follow Brian Cashman around. Now, typically, we do wait until the quarter pole mark of the baseball season to fully evaluate these things, right? You wait until the 40-game mark or so and see where you are. You go 40, and then 80, and then you go 120, and then obviously 160. There's two extra games added on. But I believe you hit the panic button, you slap the panic button, and then ask questions later if you're the Yankees. And if you look at the comps, people bring up examples of teams that got off to poor starts and then had great records. But that's the outlier. That's not the norm. If you base what has happened going all the way back, I read this earlier, from 1996 through 2019, we'll throw out 2020 because it was a short season, but from 1996 through 2019, 62 teams have started 5-10 after 15 games. Their final record, on average, 73-89. So that is much more likely to be the way the Yankee season goes. Now, you say, well, the American League East, we don't believe the Red Sox are legit, and Toronto's pretty good, but the Orioles stink, and you're like, the Yankees will figure it out. And they probably will, but right now they haven't. And based on what has happened, there's no indication they're about to be great. The last time the Yankees had a losing season, though, was 1992. 1992 was the last time a Yankee team ended up losing more games than they won. So history says the Yankees will turn things around, but they don't look like a championship team. They can turn things around, but they don't have that charisma of a championship team. Certainly, it's hard to look like that when you suck every day. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We'll take your phone calls, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. You can join the festivities here, be part of the fun. The art of pitching on display. The art of pitching. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We are always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia. I help our grassroots movement add new listeners to the Ben Maller Show by supporting our noble efforts and posting comments about the show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Just Josh says the Yankees are trash and your monologue, well, I'm not happy about it. Don't shoot the messenger. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, points out that Hank Steinbrenner isn't walking through that door either. Hank passed away in April of 2020. Eric says, someone get Ben off the baseball stats in April. Play the yawn song. No, it's a bad job by you, Eric. Let me explain something to you, Eric. It's a sports talk radio show. Plausibly, we talk about sports. We always start about, you know, every show, every hour talking about sports, and then we go away from it. But I'm going to shame you in talking. You're going to try to shame me talking about baseball in April. Rebecca writes in, says, I am taking the pain and listening to your defeatist monologue on my favorite baseball team, but I will come out of it saying that the Yankees will be fine. Yes, I agree, Rebecca. I think the Yankees should continue on with the same rotation, not make any roster moves. The lineup's doing very well defensively. You don't have a bunch of guys out there, Edward Scissorhands, defensively. So I agree with you, Rebecca. I think status quo.
Kluber, solid.
Yes, good addition. Solid pickup. What's not to like? I agree with you. I think the Yankees should not do anything. They built a good team. Even though the team's not playing well, just leave them out there. What could possibly go wrong?
Stan's got a lot of home runs. Good.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
But only has more three hits after. Yep. Aaron Six Judge, home runs, three hits.
Aaron Judge looks good in a Yankee uniform. And DJ, you know, DJ LeMahieu, you know, former batting champ and all that. Lou writes in, he says, why so many picks for Dodgers in the MLB Pick'em? The Dodgers got three hits on Saturday and Sunday and now play two games against the hottest team in the American League, Seattle. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to take Haniger. That was a bad job by me, though.
Well, I took, last I checked, Dustin May is not going to bat, so you can't be busting my balls about that. He's a, I don't know if you know this, Lou, but Dustin May's a pitcher for the Dodgers. And does anyone, even though the Mariners played well against the Astros, does anyone think the Seattle Mariners are, like, actually good? You know what I'm saying? Eh. Nah. And who's pitching? That kid, that Sheffield guy's pitching, right?
Yeah, Gary Sheffield's son. No, just kidding.
No, he's not related. But Gary Sheffield's, if he was related, it would be his son, but he's not.
Yeah, the Mariners' differential is minus three, so.
Justice, is it Justice Sheffield? Is that the guy?
Yeah.
Wasn't this one of those can't-miss Yankee minor league players that they had to get their hands on? Well, I think that's the case.
Right? I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How's that working out? How's he doing? Not particularly. Good. He's just like another guy. He's like a Jag, right? He's just a guy, nothing spectacular, nothing magical and all that. All right, let's go to the phones and let's say hello to Hayes in Minneapolis. Hello, Hayes.
Hey, glad to be talking to you guys. I have been listening to you for the last 7 years, and I'm really happy.
My God, you've been in a haze for 7 years.
Wow.
Yes, 7 years. Finally, tonight, I just Googled the number. Your face popped
out. Wait, hold on a second. I give out the number like 3 times an hour. Why did you need to Google the number? Do I talk too fast for you?
No, I just never catch it, and... Wait.
When I say 877-996-6369, do you just block that out?
And the few times that I called, it sounds like it's busy, but tonight was...
Yeah, tonight no one's listening, so you're able to get right in.
Yes, glad to finally be on.
Yeah, all right, well, so this night is different than all other nights. We finally... pop the cherry for our friend Hayes. And what is on your mind here, Hayes? What hot talk are you going to bring to the show?
Yes, sir. So I am a huge Twins fan, but I also watch teams like the Yankees. And now the thing that I can't understand is the Yankees, they can sign just about anyone because, you know, they have unlimited cap. Now, what I don't understand is, how come they're so bad this year, and yet they can sign just about anyone?
Hayes, I'm glad you brought that up. I would reference my monologue where I laid out why the Yankees suck. And I did about 15 good minutes on the Yankees and why they're terrible, Hayes. I don't know if you heard any of that. It's available on the podcast. What do you got going on, Hayes? You got a job? You work? What do you got going on with you?
So I have a degree... that I got. It's a 2-year degree, pretty much. What I do is...
What is your degree in, your 2-year degree?
Yes, I work with, it's like a human bodies. I pretty much...
human bodies. Now we're getting somewhere, Hayes. Now this is getting interesting here. Yeah. Do you dissect human body parts?
So the thing is, my 11th grade teacher a couple years ago told me, you know, there isn't many of your people, that are doing this. So why don't you do it?
And what kind of people are you?
I know. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, Hayes. There's a great mystery around Hayes in Minneapolis. I want to know what exactly do you do with the human body. Can you sum it up in one sentence?
Who are you?
Well, pretty much. I'm someone. I'm practicing to, I'm going to be the person who washes the bodies, who... prepares the bodies.
If you die? Okay. All right. Well, listen, that's a very important job, Hayes. And you will always have gainful employment.
Yes. And then I started working nights. So last week was my first night. So I'm going to start listening to the show.
Now, how does one end up? You know, that's a tough job because it's probably, I would imagine, very, very depressing, right, for you, Hayes. Have you started doing this job or you're still studying to do the job?
Well, I'm studying, but the thing is, anytime I get stressed out, I eat a lot, so it helps out, but I usually don't get stressed out.
Well, all right, so you stress eat, so you're going to gain weight, and...
No, I don't gain weight. I work out a lot, too.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right, well, look at you. You're in shape. You're built like Adonis here. And how does one fall into this line of work? This is not something that, you don't grow up dreaming of having that job.
I know it's odd, but I listen to people's advices. It was an advice I was given a few years ago, and I'm still studying. Hey, before you go, I know you guys play games, and you select several of your callers. Do you mind if you do that tonight? Do you mind if I partake in it?
Well, generally, we don't leave people on hold, Hayes, but you're free to call up. I'll give you a deal here. If you call up later on and you want to play the game and you get through, I'll let you play. Normally, you only get to call once a show, but if you get through again, Hayes, I'll put you on, okay?
Well, we don't really have a game today.
Yeah, it's not really a game today.
Just go with it, Coop. Why you gotta be a? You gotta come on. You gotta ruin my fun. How dare you?
Waste this guy's time.
So, I know.
Listen to the entire show. This guy Hayes.
I know the game usually happens around 4 o'clock. Is that when I call back?
Yeah. Well, maybe tomorrow. Can you call tomorrow, Hayes? Tomorrow there's a game.
Yeah, I can call back.
All right, call
night.
Tomorrow. Perfect, Hayes. All right, thank you, buddy. That
I don't know if this guy Hayes will be good for tomorrow's game, dude.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
What are you trying to say? It's too difficult, Roberto?
Come on, man.
Hayes has a bit of a deliberate delivery, right?
Yeah. He's very long mechanical wind up.
He gets it over the plate.
Yeah.
But he's got quite the he stares in for a while, and then he comes set, and then he has a long wind up, and then there's the pitch.
Hayes reminds me when I was
That's correct.
Hayes reminds me when I was doing a local radio in L.A., and I had a big fan of mine that worked at the L.A. County Coroner's Office and would call me up, and they would let me know that they were performing an autopsy while listening to the show. Like, we were on there, and it was very, you know.
It's
important. You got to have this stuff done.
I know.
Right?
People,
you know,
got to do that job.
You got to take care of the people that die.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I bet I don't normally talk about soccer, but I am going to bring this up. I'm going to also ask my friend Roberto here to help out because I know he does follow soccer more closely than any of the rest of us. And then I'm going to throw it over to you, Ben, and ask you a question.
Okay. So I'm standing by. I'll
okay, good. Stand
talk.
By.
I'm sitting, actually.
Apparently huge news as far as world sports news with this. They're apparently forming a super league in Europe. All the top soccer teams over there are leaving their respective leagues to form like the Super League. So you've got AC Milan, Arsenal, Atletico Madrid, Chelsea, Barcelona, Juventus, Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United, Real Madrid, Tottenham Hotspurs. I've actually heard of these teams. So these are like the best of the best. So apparently they, believe it or not, they're motivated by money and they feel like they can make more money. So I ask Roberto, so would this be like, let's say the Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox, Cubs, Braves, and whoever else are the top teams in baseball deciding we're going to leave baseball because we don't like some of the money having to go to the Pirates and the Rays and the A's. We're going to form a super baseball league and just play amongst ourselves. Yeah. Would that be the equivalent of what this is?
What this is a direct competition to the UEFA Champions League. It's like UEFA Champions League is a tournament with all the top teams in Europe. And this is a midweek competition that happens every year. So they wouldn't be leaving their leagues. They would be forming their own midweek competition.
Okay.
It would be a direct competitor to the UEFA Champions League.
For us, it would be like, you remember the Poland Weed Eater Bowl? It would be they would be going to a different bowl game. You know, their own bowl game.
Yeah, they would be forming their own, and
that's a very good comparison. It'd be like someone else starting up their own bowls and having competition to get teams for those bowls. Okay.
Look at that. I saw right there with Roberto's help.
I was going to ask you, Ben, my question to you was going to be, could this ever happen to sports in America? And
no.
You actually,
I'm saying as far as like actually
professional sports.
Professional sports. Yeah. No, it's because it's all a cartel of professional sports. But did you see the story? The most interesting. You buried the lead, my man. That according to J.P. Morgan Chase and Company, this report that came out said that this is a $6 billion situation. This is not your typical situation. They're talking about $6 billion in money.
Yeah, because it's the biggest clubs in Europe. So they're like, yo, screw this. We're going to form our own midweek competition. We're going to share the revenue amongst ourselves and not with these other clubs.
Now, is there some anti-American backlash here? Because I know like the Fenway Park guys and the owners of the
LeBron owns the
and the owners of the Buccaneers and there's a few different guys that own
Americans.
Joe Glazer would be one of the vice chairmen of this new Super League,
right? So they're kind of some of the teams that the Americans own are doing this, right? And so there's kind of some anti-American sentiment going on because of this, like it's
they're ruining European soccer.
Those damn evil Americans,
those evil Pats,
money grubbing Americans.
Yet again, shame on them. All right, well, good luck. I'm glad. You know, money makes money, Eddie, and they're making money.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of reaction to Hayes, by the way. Hayes is phone calls, you might imagine. Congratulations, Hayes, the Maller Militia. You really resonated with the Maller Militia. And Charlie in San Antonio writes in, says, maybe Hayes can get Justin in Cincinnati a shot at the funeral home delivering the washed bodies, the morbid power couple in the making. That is correct. Hey, listen, Justin in Cincinnati, Justin famously worked as a, not mortician, what was it? He drove the bodies around. He picked up the bodies. He was the body delivery guy. And he picked up the wrong body and lost his job. Supposed to be like a white guy picked up a black guy. That was it. Job over. And that's a famous. We do very well in that industry. I was thinking about this. Like, we do very well in the death industry. Mo, the mortician, fan of the show. Our guy in Miami, in Fort Lauderdale, that plays all the games. He's also in that industry.
Talk about Lenny.
Lenny, yeah, Lenny, game show Lenny. He does. He works at a cemetery there in Florida. Blake says Hayes just might be a serial killer. No, come on. No, he's not. I mean, I have no proof he's not or he is, but I don't think so. I could visualize a body on a table, knife in one hand, phone in the other. Late night drug tester says Hayes can be declared winner of coach, player, entertainer tonight. Yeah, that's true. Played that game in months. Ocho Texto Keith says if Hayes were a Major League Baseball player, he would be Zach Greinke. Eric wants to have Hayes clean dead people on air. He would like to have that. Just Josh says he's in a haze, all right. Should probably quit drinking the embalming fluid on the job. And so it goes. So it goes. Eek in Roseville, Minnesota says Hayes is another great caller from Minnesota. There you go.
No, are these bodies standing up or laying down when he's washing them?
I don't know. I have so many questions.
I would imagine laying down.
No, you never know, Eddie. Maybe
you pop him up in the shower.
Weekend at Bernie's. You know, weekend at Bernie's. You can move him around. You know, do what you want. You know, why not? Well, Eddie, you owe me an apology. Would you like to apologize now or later, Eddie?
What do I have to apologize
for? Well, we had a conversation last week, and you were goofing on me about my ability to throw out the first pitch. And I said there's different ways to throw a pitch. It's like making a bed. There's different ways to make a bed. It's peeling an orange. And over the weekend, did you see, before the Twins shut down operations for a few days, our friend, Williams Astudillo, on the mound in Anaheim at the Big A, and fat man pitching, he tossed not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, six pitches that were beautiful, all of them below 60 miles an hour, and a 46-mile-an-hour strike that was a masterpiece. Bon appetit, Eddie, right there. And he stole my act, Astudillo, because I and you mocked me and all that. I'm like a big league pitcher. I was ahead of my time, Eddie. I was the Astudillo of Bakersfield before this guy was even, he wasn't even a thought in our mind. We didn't know who this guy was the way I delivered that first pitch. And my skills are available. If you want me to throw out the first pitch at a minor league ballpark, just contact the show. Be more than happy to do that, Eddie. But I am the Astudillo, and you can apologize right now, Eddie.
I don't really understand what I'm apologizing
for. Well, you goofed on me saying how terrible that was. I said I'm like a big league pitcher. There's finesse involved, the art of pitching, movement on the pitches and all that. And I was proven correct. This is a big league pitcher. fat man for the Twins on the mound, and he's throwing a 46-mile-an-hour
B-Lo is overrated, baby.
Lollipop curveball and in for a strike.
Some of them were even slower than that.
Yeah, it was like 35 miles per hour.
It was too slow for the gun to register a speed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was super slow.
No, but this is brilliant. I'm telling you, this is my theory. I've said this for years. Like the knuckleball thing, if you could throw 100 miles an hour, but you throw most of the game like 35, 40 miles an hour, and then you crank back and throw 100, the change of speeds, the velocity, no one would be able to hit that pitcher.
Please. The Angels were already up by like 10 runs. They just wanted to get the game over.
You
now
never give
the rest
bats
of
away.
The story.
You never give it bats away. A big league ball player does not give it bats away.
This guy plays for the Twins, you said?
Yes.
I'm looking at their roster. I don't see him on here.
Well, yeah, he's not a pitcher, though. He's
he's a position player.
Yeah,
He's a fat guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
We talked about him a couple years ago. He's the new Bartolo Colon of baseball. He's not as famous, though, because he's a part-time player. All right, here's the Ben Maller Show. We are going to have Maller to the third degree. Here's the Insta trivia, and here we go. Joel Embiid, 29.8 points per game. That would be the second highest by a center in a season since the 1970s, since the ABA-NBA merger. Only I averaged more points as a center over a full season since the merger. That is the Insta trivia, the answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts, a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys, and sometimes you can even listen to it and understand what Ben is saying. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here's the Insta trivia. Joel Embiid, 29.8 points per game. That would be the second highest by a center in a season since the 1970s NBA-ABA merger. That was 1976-77. Only I averaged more as a center over a full season since that merger. Who am I? Or that's the question. What's the answer? Alf the Alien Opiner's going with Billy Barty as his answer. Oscar says Muggsy Bogues. Maller prop guy going with Lou Al Cinder as his answer. David Robinson, the Admiral from Matt, the Warrior Raiders A's fan. Willie Mays Hayes from Just Josh. Hannibal Hayes Lecter, guest by the late night drug tester. Screaming Possums going with Rex Hudler. Justin in Cincinnati says his new crush, Hayes in Minnesota. A lot of love for Hayes. Wilt Chamberlain from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Clippers legend Sven Nader from Nostradinus in Seattle. That's where he lives. Who else do we have here? Windy City sports media legend Hub Arkish from Herbert Birdsfoot, the great opiner. Eddie, what's the answer, Eddie?
Let's go with former Washington Bullet star Wes Unseld.
It's a good name. It's not correct. It's also not Artis Gilmore, guessed by David in Seattle. The correct answer, Moses Malone. He averaged 31.1 points in 1982, and that leads us into...
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Coop.
A report came out this weekend that Brad Stevens had been offered $70 million over 7 years to be Indiana's next head coach, but he turned it down. Ben, do you think he made the right choice?
Yes! The NBA is the big leagues. College is not the big leagues. It's the minor leagues. It is a better lifestyle in the NBA. You don't have to deal with the NCAA rules and the red tape and all the recruiting and all that. Plus, how good is the Indiana job? No NCAA titles since 1987. And Brad Stevens can get a college job whenever he wants. Next!
Knicks legend Earl the Pearl Monroe tweeted out on Friday that he thinks Kristaps Porzingis went from a franchise player with the Knicks to functional skilled big man with the Mavs. Ben, has Porzingis regressed that much, or is it a product of having Luka Doncic as a teammate?
Well, Kristaps Porzingis was on the expressway to superstardom. He has taken an off-ramp into good but not great burg, right? He looks like he's much older than he actually is. His body looks slow. And the Mavericks in general, Luka Doncic, great player. That team has underachieved, though. And Kristaps Porzingis is not nearly as good as he was supposed to be. Next!
Well, now that Aaron Rodgers' Jeopardy hosting stint is over, we have learned that another sports figure will be getting a shot at the Jeopardy gig. Joe Buck. Do you think Buck will do better than Rodgers?
Well, listen, yes, Joe Buck is a professional broadcaster. He has no chance. He will be better than Aaron Rodgers. He has zero chance of getting the Jeopardy job, and I'll tell you why. Because he's Joe Buck. People hate him. Aaron Rodgers, Joe Buck knows this, right? And so, for all things being equal, it's going to go to Aaron Rodgers. There it is, Maller to the third degree. How'd we do?
Ben, you failed this edition.
That's a win! That is a win! He told me in my headphones that's a win. Another win for me.